It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And we work a lot with, you know, Jessica McClellan with Giving Hope and Help. And we know she deals with domestic violence shelters. New House Shelter right here in the Kansas City area does so much work for Casey and those who need protection. But they are the proud recipients of Lowe's Hometowns, their five-year, $100 million commitment that revitalizes 100 community spaces each year. So I'm so excited. The president of New House and CEO Courtney Thomas, you were a recipient, my love. How are you, Courtney?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, congratulations on your share of the pie, which is so needed, because one thing that is unique, like, you are the provider in the urban core. So the needs, I imagine, though similar to others, there's some more barriers and get people what they need.
Absolutely, yes. The clients that we are serving, most of them come into shelters simply with the clothes that are on their back. Yeah. Most of them don't have a vehicle. Many of them don't have a job. So our team is working really hard to help them accomplish their goals and attain the resources that they need to live a life free of domestic violence and be self-sufficient and believe in themselves and their own worth, that they are worthy of a life free of domestic violence.
But with Lowe's Hometowns grant, New House, what will you all be able to do with the money you received as part of it?
This grant is huge in helping us ensure a place of dignity for the survivors that we serve. So helping us to remodel common spaces, our kitchen area, our food service line, our laundry room, family rooms where individuals, families, people are connecting and building relationships with each other in shelter, becoming a support system for one another on those days they've got something to celebrate and days that are really hard. We've got painting that's happening. We have exterior landscaping that is happening. Some replacement of outdated equipment that allows us to, in our kitchen, for example, that allows us to prepare healthy and nourishing meals to people, because we know that food is medicine.
Yes.
And many people are coming from a place of food insecurity when they enter the shelter. So this grant will help us to update the shelter in many ways and continue to send that message to people that this is a dignified place and you are worthy of respect and love and experiences that don't hurt.
And considering that New House was the first domestic violence shelter in Kansas City, having these upgrades is amazing with just the historical context of how you guys started as well. And every domestic violence shelter we know needs resources, but you all being the first, how does this feel to have this circle back moment?
It's amazing. So we've been in our current building since 1999. During the pandemic, we did some upgrades to the bathrooms. We remodeled resident rooms. So we have gradually really tried to increase and enhance the environment here. But this grant accelerates us to a place we never would be able to accomplish without the support from Lowe's. So we are beyond grateful. We're so excited to see these projects start and then come to fruition and the difference it makes for the families here. We're a 92-bed shelter, so we are the second largest in terms of bed space. But one of the things the community doesn't know is that we operate on the smallest budget of any domestic violence shelter in Jackson County. So we stretch our resources as far as possible. Every contribution that a person makes, either of financial resources or of their time, literally goes to the front lines to serve the people that are in our care today and the people that'll be calling our hotline tomorrow.
Now, for those who want to get involved with either volunteering their resource of time or finances, how can they get in touch with you all, Courtney, to do so?
We would love to have folks visit our website, which is www.newhousekc.org. You can learn about our history. You can learn about volunteer opportunities, ways to get involved, job opportunities. If this is a mission that you are passionate about and want to be involved at a whole new level, we've got several openings right now. And your financial contributions, again, go straight to the front lines and make such a difference today. Also, for anyone who lives or works in Missouri, any gift made to New House, $100 or more, is eligible for a 70% tax credit.
Okay.
So if you pay taxes to the state of Missouri, you can eliminate that tax liability through your generosity to our mission.
And what a mission it is. Well, congratulations, Courtney. Look forward to talking to you again. And for what you all continue to do in our community, we say a collective thank you, and it is so needed.
Thank you so much.